24 in the Hebrew booklet. Reading passage number 24 from the writings of Rabash, 3rd volume, article 894, Simchat Torah, the joy of the Torah. It is written in Shara Kavanot, the gate of intentions, that the Torah is called Zeranpin, that if it bestows to Malchut, meaning that Malchut is already fit to receive the abundance, Zeranpin, who is called Torah, is happy. And this is called the joy of the Torah, Simchat Torah. This can be explained according to what Bala Sulam said, that a person should be happy in that the Creator receives joy from being able to bestow upon the lower ones. Again, dance a little bit.
We're continuing with excerpt 25. This is from Ma'or Vashemesh, The Secrets of Shmini Atzeret. Our whole direction on the day of Shmini Atzeret, Simchat Torah, is that the Creator will unite with the assembly of Israel and extend all the upper lights to Malchut, to the Malchut of heaven. And the essence of the unification is by the Israel, the light, and the Torah are one. By man's engagement in Torah and the breath of his mouth, he unifies the Creator with the gathering of Israel, as the souls of Israel are tied with the letters of Torah. And by the breath and engagement in Torah, the upper lights extend to Malchut, and all the Gvurot mitigate. And that is the time of the final unification and Zivug, coupling. Then the Creator unites with the assembly of Israel, and they both adhere to their root of their root. This is the meaning of, on the eighth day you shall have an atzeret, an assembly for yourselves, and then you will be in adhesion with the light of Ein Sof.